Loud band.
Good morning, Jim. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, Jim. How you been?
Well, I've been better, actually. But,
oh, yeah?
I'm going to make it.
That's good to hear. How'd things go with that New Mexico guy?
It went pretty well. Pretty well. He's ciphering his numbers.
Nice. Genuinely interested then, huh?
Oh yeah, he's genuinely interested.
Excellent.
And a couple of others, but so we wait and see, and we finish what we got orders with right now on back up. What's up?
Oh, you know, we were just circling back here. I was going to give you some time last week. You were busy. You told me to kind of wait it out. You had the guy from Albuquerque and some headaches going on. So, yeah, we were looking to grab. Yeah, those settling down yet? Or are they still kind of
the headache
pain?
Issues, what's got the headache thing's really what's got me backed up now.
Yeah.
I just had a doctor's visit this morning, and so we're trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's
probably.
It's hard to focus on anything when you got to worry about things like that. To be honest, like it should be like a priority one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was just kind of checking back in, circling, and see how things were going. We were talking about grabbing you guys that CNC router and the table saw. I don't know how early you were looking to do that, but what we were talking about last time was kind of getting you a really decent ballpark so you know exactly what rates you had and how much you qualified for, shop with confidence, that kind of thing. So we're going to try to kind of put together an app package. I don't know if you remember, but we mentioned all we would need was 6 months of bank statements and the first page of your tax return, and then that's basically all we need to kind of crunch together some hard numbers. The you said you were getting that drill press for cash, is that right? Not interested.
Yeah, I mean, there's not the drill press we're looking at. It's not going to be a hybrid, not going to be a high performance or the granddaddy. It's going to be just a basic drill press. They don't cost that much, and
right,
you know, so that
doesn't need finance.
Need.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Fair enough. Yeah, but then the CNC and the table saw. Yeah, I guess we were ballparking, it'd be around like 40,000 or so.
I would say somewhere in that neighborhood, right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so we can definitely do that. Were you looking at it here in the before the end of the year, trying to offset your taxes here? I don't know if you're familiar with like Section 179, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's something I should be considering.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So most people around this time of the year is where they start kind of packing on the equipment, and then you could just keep writing it off. And then towards the end of it, depending on how your taxes look like, if you want to balance things out, just kind of take all that depreciation at once with the Section 179, and then that way it just kind of minimizes, maybe get no taxes is kind of the goal here, but, you know, try to make those expenses match the revenue.
Right. Sure.
So, you know, I was just trying to think about how easy I can make it for you. your bank statements, would you have those physical, or would they be digital, like on a computer?
I could probably do it digital. Right now, it's just kind of sitting because of other issues that I've been trying to get dealt with, Sam.
Including
getting rid of these headaches. So,
yeah. I got you, Jim. Got to get those priorities in order. I definitely think it's a good idea. So if you can take care of those headaches, kind of get things relaxed and moving again, then you can start worrying about that. We're still in September, so I guess towards the end of September, I guess you got October and November to kind of start. Yeah, have you started looking into it or just still in the really early stages?
Looking into the tax return thing and the...
And shopping
Bank
around.
Statement?
Yeah, I mean, just shopping around for the CNC.
Well, I've basically been doing some homework, you know, online and doing some various inquiries about the CNC and various table saw opportunities.
Sure, just doing some digging and background. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, have you found anything that you liked in particular? Do you have, like, your eyes on a particular piece of equipment yet, or just kind of...
Well,
Not really.
I think we're narrowing it down, and there's somebody that here that's fairly local that makes the machines.
Okay.
That I could work with.
Nice. Okay. Have you worked with them before, or just heard good things? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Just online research.
I got you. Okay. Well, I guess whenever you're kind of getting ready to put that together, there, no huge rush. Got a few more months till
why
the end of the
year.
Why
don't you give me a call back in like 2 weeks, Sam? Would you do that?
Absolutely. I could definitely do that. Kind of give you some time here to sort things out with the, especially those headaches. It's really gonna be hard to focus on eight. Honestly, yeah, I can understand. I used to get those too. I used to get those too once in a while. It's just kind of like it's hard to care about anything else, to be honest. Like,
not indeed.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, Jim, I can definitely do that. I'll put together some notes here and just kind of like let them know. I do have some background information. We kind of had you kind of in the green for some stuff. You said the equipment was going to cost about $40,000. You guys were tracking to do about $500,000 in sales this year. Does that sound about right? Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys do have, looks like, yeah, we're talking about the True Contour. I was doing some digging into that company, so I found all this previous history and the number of employees you guys used to have. You guys definitely generated a lot more revenue, so I'm trying to put that together as well as Monoben Technologies. So because that one's only been around for 4 years, we don't want people to think like, oh, the company's brand new or fresh start or inexperienced or whatnot. Exactly.
Right.
So I've been doing some digging, adding it to the file here just so people can see there's a lot more history there. And I guess that'll kind of set you up in the green here as time comes around.
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty, and then as far as the guy from Albuquerque goes, did he, he's going to license those patents? Is that the plan?
Well, I've got the license patent already.
Nice.
On the concept. He's just going back and trying to make sure it's going to fit into his program, and we're also negotiating with a couple of other folks on acquisition of the new technology too. So things are going on. I mean, it's all kind of working right now.
Sure, kind of picking up. So as far as the patenting thing goes, are they trying to license it and use it, or did they want to acquire the patent themselves and kind of hold on to it? Are they trying to buy it from you or just get permission to?
I think he's more interested in licensing. He's more interested in a franchise or protected territory.
I see.
Is what their way of thinking is. That's kind of how we're trying to do that deal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Trying to get them to license it. Okay. Yeah, I actually got a patent for one of my little devices not too long ago. It was something to do with smartphones, so it wasn't exactly building. But I do remember there was a difference. There was provisional, like that was the initial one-year patent that we had to do, and then we had to file a utility patent where it lasts for, it was like a good 12 years or so. Did you guys
do? Yeah, I've got my utility patent.
You've got the utility, the full-time one?
Right.
Yeah, that's where the money's at. Good. Okay, good. So, yeah, it looks like you got that pretty locked down. I was taking a look at the website, looking at some of the precasting stuff you guys had. That was where I was thinking the guy from New Mexico was looking. So, all right, Jim. I'll go ahead and just kind of make a note here. I can circle back in 2 weeks and just kind of see how things are going. And then, for sure. Definitely.
That'd be
and until
good.
Then. Sure, until then, just kind of focus on that health. See if you can.
That's it. That's the big one right now, Sam.
Absolutely, I understand. Well, best of luck to you over there, Jim. Hope it
right.
works out.
Thank
I'll speak in about 2 weeks or so.
Okay, take
care. Have a good rest of your day. Bye. Bye.